Welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And today we are joined by Lieutenant J.G. Abby Merkel, who joins us today from Camp Lejeune. And good morning, Lieutenant J.G. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Tell me a little bit about what you do in the Navy.
I am a Medical Service Corps officer specializing in healthcare administration. So I'm basically in charge of things that are not clinical, like that would be done in a hospital or a dental facility. Right now I work for 2nd Dental Battalion, Naval Dental Center. I'm their administration officer, so I'm in charge of pay and like military human resources stuff for the command.
Okay, and so that's all at Camp Lejeune?
Yep, on Camp Lejeune.
Okay, and so how did you get into this particular area? I know it's not the dental work so much, but the administrative side, how did that come about?
Well, actually, I was down in Pensacola when I first joined the Navy. I was down in Pensacola to go to flight school to be a pilot. But
Yes,
while I was down there, though, I know it's not really the regular career path for people, but I didn't really like it all that much. I got airsick, and so then I started looking into other options. And my sister's Medical Service Corps in the Army, and so I started looking into that. And you know, after talking to different people in different fields in the Navy, I found out this is probably the best route for me.
All right, who does the better paperwork, you or the Army?
We do, of course.
Of course. So how long have you been in the service?
I just passed my three-year mark.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that you are a Naval Academy grad.
Yes, I am, 2010.
And was there an inspiration to go to the academy for a particular reason?
I come from a pretty military family. My brother and sister both went to West Point, the military academy, and then my dad and I have cousins and stuff that all went there. So, you know, when I was in high school, my parents told me I didn't have to go, but I had to at least apply to a service academy. And then when I got into the Naval Academy, I decided that's where I wanted to go.
Now, did you play sports there too?
I played on the varsity volleyball team there, did that for 4 years.
And how was that? I mean, was that a good experience?
It was great. I liked the Naval Academy anyway. I always tell people I'd be a perpetual midshipman if I could. But playing sports there was definitely like the best route to go, because it's like a good break from all the military stuff too, to be able to do something that you enjoy all the time.
You know, I never thought about this before, but are there graduate programs through the military academy, through the Naval Academy or other academies?
No, it's just a 4-year undergrad school, but there are in the Navy, there's other things sort of like the Naval Postgraduate School that you can do, but it's not necessarily affiliated with the Naval Academy.
Okay. So you played volleyball while you're a midshipman and graduated and now in this particular MOS, but I understand that you have been on the volleyball team for the Navy.
Yes, it's a program. It's the All Armed Forces Sports Program, and then each service has their own individual part of it. You know, the All Navy, All Army, All Marine Corps teams, that sort of thing. And so you apply like through a paper application process. It's every year you apply through a paper application process, and then they, you know, I guess they call your references or whatever that you put on there, and they select about 20 people to come and try out for the All Navy volleyball team. So you come and do the tryouts, and if you make that team, you stay and play. You stay and train for like 2 weeks, and then you go and play in the All Armed Forces tournament that they have every year. They're hosted by different services every year. So this year it was in Hill Air Force Base, and the Air Force hosted it.
You know, I think Lieutenant J.G. Merkel, I think that a lot of people probably know, for example, they know boxing in the
yes.
Armed Forces. They're familiar with that sports program, but probably not familiar that there's a volleyball or other sports.
Yeah, it is. It's a program that I think a lot of Marines and sailors and soldiers and airmen don't know about. They have it for soccer. They have it for bowling. You know, they have like the judo team. It's really varied, and it's a pretty great opportunity to get out and meet people from other services and be able to represent your service doing something a little bit different than you normally would.
I would bet with the increase in diversity across our services, the soccer program's gotten a lot better too.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet. Now, where did this volleyball tournament take place that you just recently
committed? It was in Hill Air Force Base. I actually played on the beach team and then also played on the indoor team. There were two separate tournaments that happened at Hill Air Force Base.
Now that's
and it was in Utah.
Those are two pretty different skill sets in volleyball, though, aren't they?
Yeah, this was the first time I'd ever played beach. When we got out to we did our training camp in San Diego. When I got out to San Diego, the coach asked me if I'd be interested in trying beach. I'd never done it before. And so they did some tryouts with all the girls that were there for indoor, and four of us got selected for beach teams, and we were paired up into, like, two separate teams to represent the Navy. So, yeah, I had one partner, and we played on the sand court, just like you see in the Olympics, you know, the two players versus two players. And we did that, and that was the first week that we were in Utah, and then the second week was the indoor tournament.
Well, how did you all do?
In beach, we won silver, and it was pretty exciting.
That's excellent. Yeah, for never having played.
I know.
When I watch beach volleyball, it doesn't matter the men or the women. It's an incredible lower body strength you have to have go through that sand.
Yeah, I know. The first time that we did it, like, the first thing that the coaches had us do is they paired us up into partners that they thought, you know, we might do well with. I actually ended up being paired up with my partner that I took to the tournament, too. But they put us in a beach tournament, like, in San Diego against people that, you know, play beach in San Diego, just a regular civilian tournament. And, like, I just remember, like, halfway through the second game, just feeling like I was, like, sucking wind and just so tired. And I'd never, like, done anything like that in the sand. So it was a lot of conditioning that I wasn't used to.
You got to get back in the gym, do those leg presses.
I know, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, where are you from originally?
Maryland, right outside D.C. It's called Upper Marlboro.
Oh, yeah. So you weren't all that far from Annapolis anyway, were you?
Right. I know. It was nice to be able to see my parents all the time.
Yeah. And now, did you play sports growing up?
I played soccer and softball and all that growing up. And then when I got to high school is when I started playing volleyball, and then I was on the indoor track team too.
Now, volleyball is different from what we play in the backyard.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Yeah. Did you occupy a particular position?
I was a right side hitter, which is the same thing that I've been playing the whole time. So if you, like, look at the net, I'm in the front row on the right side.
Okay. Does that make you? Is it better to be left-handed if you're on the right side?
Normally, it's if you are left-handed, that's where everybody plays. But I play it as a righty.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you've done well with that too. Now, is this something you can continue doing in your career in the Navy?
Yeah, as long as you have to be endorsed by your command. So. That's probably, like, I think, you know, other than trying out to make the team, the very first obstacle that you have to encounter is to be endorsed by your command. So your CEO has to say it's okay for you to go. And, you know, depending on the sport and the year, you could be gone, like, up to 6 weeks. So, I mean, you have to have a lot of support from your command to be able to do it.
Yeah. Now, what would you say is the conditioning compared to normal PT for most sailors or Marines?
Well, it's just different because, you know, for volleyball, you don't really need to do any of, like, the slow twitch muscles like you would need as a sailor or Marine, you know, any long distance running, that sort of thing. It's more like sprints and fast movements. So it's just a little bit different. When I got to, you know, last year and then this year, too, when I got to San Diego and was starting practice again, like, I was so sore, even though I had been doing PT and stuff with my command here, just because, you know, we're just not doing the same thing.
As a Lieutenant JG, do you have plans to move on and aspirations for promotions?
Oh yeah, right now I'm planning on making the Navy a career. I'm supposed to PCS from Camp Lejeune in August, and I'm going to Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, to get my master's degree. And then after that, I'll do a follow-on tour, like, utilizing my master's degree.
What will your master's be in?
It's in operations analysis. It's a type of applied math.
And so what would you do with that?
It's like doing optimization and efficiency planning. So, you know, for the Medical Service Corps, it could be doing something like simulating something that would make ER wait time shorter, that sort of thing, making sure doctors can see more patients.
And well, just doing, like... Well, that's going to be important all across our medical system as that medical system expands, as we're looking at.
Yeah, especially in the military now, because they're starting to look more towards, like, a joint medical facility, you know, utilizing doctors and dentists and physicians from the Navy, the Marine, or not the Marine Corps, but from the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force, you know, sort of a joint medical outlook.
That makes a lot of sense. Again, making this as a career for you, too, we certainly wish you the best in this career. And as you go on further, yeah, hope you'll be able to keep your sports career up as well.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. I would imagine, again, for an officer as well, as you take on more responsibilities, that may become more difficult.
More and more difficult. So I'll just have to, you know, it would just be a blessing if my command can support me to continue. But also, I understand it's just an opportunity, and this is just an added benefit. And, you know, this isn't my job in the Navy and not what I joined to do. So.
Now, is your sister envious of you being in the Army?
A little bit. My sister actually played on the national team handball team, so the Army supported her to do that for like 2 years, so she can't be too jealous.
Well, Lieutenant J.G. Merkel, we want to thank you for joining us today and sharing that all with us here on our program on the Talk Station.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.